Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Jim Butler, the general manager of KNIA KRLS, and we're discussing the Knoxville Nationals Information Entertainment Guide put out by KNIA KRLS every year. And Jim, can you explain a little bit about how this got started?
Yeah, Aaron, this actually got started probably, I'm guessing, like 15, 16 years ago. The racetrack came to us. Used to be a welcome center tent at the racetrack and having trouble manning it and that sort of thing. Well, the radio station was at the racetrack every year for the Nationals. So the racetrack, Ralph Capitani, came to us and said, hey, would you guys be able to put together some kind of information that could be handed out to people? There's so many things that can be done in Knoxville and Pella and Marion County that people don't have to leave the area when they come to the Nationals. But they had a lot of people saying, what is there to do? So we put our heads together and came up with this booklet, and it's been transforming over the years, but it's come to this, and it's something that we're very proud of the piece, and we're proud of the information that we are able to get out to people, because it is a lot of information. And what people have found is that there are a lot of things to do in Marion County when they're here in town for the Nationals.
Can you explain a little bit about the development of the guide from the beginning to end? Because now, I mean, it's pretty thick little piece that you can fit right in your back pocket. Is that how it started too?
Well, we actually started talking with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce and the Pella Chamber of Commerce and the Marion County Development Corporation to get more information about what was available in the area. It was easy for us to figure out from a business standpoint, but some of the cultural things we didn't know where all they were at, and you know, and I hate to admit that we didn't, but it was a great education for us. So when we started doing research and found that, it was really pretty easy then to culminate all of that into a guide that would be very easy for people to take a look at and find out what is going on. And then, of course, as we got that done, then we went out to businesses and said, hey, what a great way for you to get out there. I mean, you can be a part of the radio advertising during Nationals, and also we'll put an ad in this book for you. So we've had great reception from the businesses, and we hear a lot of good comments from businesses and attractions in the area that, you know, people come because they saw it in this booklet or heard it on the radio.
And what about the people themselves that come and visit? Have you heard comments from them about them enjoying this booklet?
Oh, certainly. I'll tell you what, one of the neat things about this is probably for the last 10 years now, we have a string of people, and I don't know if it's the same people every year, but just a lot of people that either call us or email us asking if they're going to have this book available because they rely on it every year. So yeah, and then when we're handing them out, it's a great way for our staff then to also meet some of the race fans, because we're handing them out at the Big Red Radio at the fairgrounds, usually Wednesday and Thursday. They're usually gone by Thursday, which is good. That's what we want. We want people to have them and use them. But we meet a lot of people and see a lot of the same people year after year saying thanks, you know, the funny part is we'll hear from local people, you know, that live in Knoxville and Pella, and they look in this and say, I didn't know that was available, or I didn't know that was here. And, you know, so it's been a good educator for a lot of people.
And what have you guys found for things to do in the area? What are some highlights and attractions?
You're going to put me on the spot now, aren't you? There's a lot of things out at the lake, like the Cordova Butterfly Garden. There's covered bridges south of Attica. Obviously, the Cordova Observation Tower, Horns Ferry Bridge. Of course, the Betsy Spohr Butterfly Garden out at the Knoxville Hospital. Those types of things. Visitors out at the dam, things that they can do at the dam is always interesting for people. The cultural things between Knoxville and Pella out at Marion County Park and obviously the windmill in Pella and some of the tours in Pella that are available are probably the most popular. That and the golf courses. And there's a lot of golf courses in Marion County, and they're all listed in here too. So, you know, a lot of people, they come, they go to the races at night, they golf during the day, and, you know, and sometime in there they eat and sleep. So, those are really the big things. And then, of course, there's a lot of information about our coverage of the races. I think that's important too. We hear a lot of comments about that, because with Jamie and Derek and really the whole staff here, the Nationals, it takes the whole staff to get all this information out. So a lot of people are really interested in that. And of course, then a couple of years we've had severe weather, and there's information on what to do during severe weather. And of course, talking about our severe weather action team, you know, and things that we're going to help with too. And that's important to people, plus maps of the area. So just, it's an all around great information guide. And, you know, it's neat because we've got all the information is on the radio. They can be listening, you know, 24 hours a day. They got this guide that they can refer to. And then actually all the information in this guide is actually on our website as well. So there's different ways that they can get the information. So, you know, and that's our whole purpose, is get information out to people.
And for anyone that's listening maybe over in the campgrounds, or they're at their home and listening on the radio, where can they pick these things up?
Well, I know that the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce distributes a lot of these into the campgrounds, but we will be at the Big Red Radio starting at 10 o'clock today, Wednesday, and we're there every day to answer questions. We'll be broadcasting live from there, probably giving away a few t-shirts too. But you can stop there, and if we still have some available, get there early. But when they're available, just ask for one, and they're free, or one of our guys will be out front handing them out.
All right, and just as a, we don't get an interview much here on the radio, so what's your favorite part of the what's your favorite part of Nationals, though, since we're discussing it and since it is Nationals week?
I tell you what, my favorite part is really, besides the food, because there's some great food during Nationals, and the races are always fantastic, it's the people. I do a lot of volunteering, and I see a lot of the same people year after year. They actually come look me up, you know. And that's special to me because I've met some really good friends over the years and made some long-lasting friendships. And I see some people from high school. You know, I'm not from this area originally. Some people from high school show up and other friends. And I suppose the people would have to be the thing that I like the most about Nationals.
That was Jim Butler, General Manager of KNIA KRLS, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.